And kettle would be your word. You wouldn't call it a pot.
No.
And the one you'd use inside would be, you cook something on it inside.
Well, that'd probably be a skillet, I guess.
But you wouldn't call it a kettle inside, Dutch oven or anything like that.
Well, you could call it, yes, you could call it a Dutch oven.
And you eat with a knife, a fork, and a
spoon.
And you put flowers, you cut flowers, bring them inside, and put them in a glass.
In a vase.
Okay. After you have a meal, you say to yourself, I don't want to, but I guess I'd better...
quit.
Well, I mean, the lady, anyway, will have to... there's a lot of dirty stuff that has to... You have to...
clear away the dishes.
And then after you clear them away, you've got to do something else to them.
Wash them and dry them.
And after you wash them, you got to run water over them to get soap
off. Rinse them.
And then you dry them with... what kind of a piece of cloth you dry them with?
With a towel.
And you wash them with
dish
what
towel.
With a dish towel, is that what you dry them with? A dish towel, and you wash them with a dish
rag, I imagine.
And if you take a bath, you dry yourself with a
towel.
No special kind.
No.
And when you want water, you turn on the
faucet.
And if you had a barrel of cider and had one of these things on it, you turn on the
spigot.
But you never turn on the water spigot.
No.
Or the cider
faucet.
Okay. If you had a lot of liquid and you wanted to get in a bottle with a small opening, you'd better go get a
funnel.
And if you want the horse to go faster, you'll hit him with a
whip.
You ever call that a gad or a hickory?
No.
A goad?
We never did.
You ever call a funnel a tunnel?
No.
Okay. Some places they do. Now, if you go to the grocery store and buy some groceries, the man's have to put what you buy in a paper
sack or a bag.
And if you buy 100 pounds of flour in a cloth container, you call that a 100 pound
a bale and a weight.
100 pound sack or bag.
Bag, I think. Yes.
Bag. So that bag would be more likely cloth and sack more likely paper, or is the paper on either one?
Well, sack. Possibly would be cloth.
Paper, that is the bag would be cloth or
yes.
Sack? Bag is cloth. And if you had 100...
It could be paper too. It depends on the size of the bag.
Well, the size determines whether it's...
Well, you'd take a... It used to be cloth.
For 100 pounds.
Yes.
That's right, sugar's coming in paper now, 100 pounds. Mm-hmm. Flour too, probably.
Yes.
Well, if you bought 100 pounds of potatoes, it wouldn't have to be paper.
No, it'd be burlap, probably.
Burlap
bag.
Well, that goes along with your cloth idea.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bag is paper, or bag is cloth, sack is paper. Would you call that a gunny sack, too?
Yes, you could.
That'd be burlap.
Yes.
But you wouldn't use the word poke for any of these.
No. Mm-hmm. We never did.
That's good Pennsylvania Dutch. Around my area. Now, if you had 100 pounds of flour and you had to take it home, you got to do something with it. Where would you store it? In the flour...
Flour bin.
If you didn't have a bin, you might, let's do it this way. If you had some cider, you'd probably keep your cider in a great big
jug.
And if you had more than that, you'd a great big wooden